Look at your hands. Such wonderful, marvelous creations of our Lord. 10 digits of which we can do so many things. They can create wonderful paintings that can last for generations. Architecture that has lasted centuries. And warming others with hugs, greeting each other with waves, comforting each other with even shoulder pats and firm arm holds, especially for those who are in grief. Our hands can say much. If you look at them, you can also see how a man has worked, about what he has done, how the grooves in his hand can tell of, and the calluses tell stories of hard work, or how even sometimes having no fingerprints from strumming too many guitars. Hands tell a wonderful story. And with them, we can create much and do so many things. And they can do other things. The hands that build up can tear down. The hands that comfort can enrage and kill. It's rather telling when someone is actually put into handcuffs. One of the first things they do is they bind their hands. Something that has not changed since the history of man. By binding someone's hands, you bind their power. You bind what they can do. You bind, in a sense, who they are. Do you suppose that when Barabbas had his hands bound, that first Holy Week, he thought of things, the things that his hands had done? Barabbas was a murderer. He was an instigator in the riots against Pontius Pilate. He was known as a troublemaker. He was known throughout the entire area as someone who hated the Roman oppression of the Jews and opposed it violently, killing those people involved. He was a wanted man. Pilate finally got him, had him arrested, and awaiting the only punishment due his crime, death on a cross. And yet there was a law, according to the Jews, that Pilate honored. He would release one person during Passover. On his one hand, arms stretched wide, sat Barabbas, a known murderer, hands bound, waiting to be put to death. On his other, Jesus Christ, a simple man, a humble man, an ordinary man from Nazareth, disturber of the peace, but committed no crime. Crowd was given a choice between these two, a murderer or the one whom they call the King of the Jews. And they chose Barabbas. And so Pilate did as he was accustomed to do. He unbound Barabbas' hands. He was free. And the bound Jesus was led away to die. Christ took Barabbas' place that fateful day. There were no longer any manacles, no ropes, no chains to bind him down, his calloused hands thick with blood, freed. Do you suppose he knew what it meant? Do you suppose that he knew that the hands that were bound now, who would die now for his sake, do you think he remorsed? That he truly understood what it meant to be wondrously free? Barabbas' hopes, dreams, and desires were all placed upon Jesus' crucifixion. As I have learned from of old, Barabbas is us. For we stood there, bound in chains of sin, hands soiled with its evil. And yet Christ took our place too. Instead of our hands up there, there are Jesus, nailed, bleeding, broken hands. Look at your hands. There are no manacles. There are no nails. Jesus died in your place. He freed you. Amen.
That should be my cross, you know. The one in the center. I should be hanging there, surrounded by the crowds that are hanging around there, the women, the priests, perhaps a follower, this calloused, curious crowd who seemed to enjoy death by crucifixion. I should be there. Right now, though, I'm not sure I even want to be here, or I might be seen and thrown back in prison. But that can't happen, you know. That cross is His, not mine. I am free. Because of Him. Because He took my place there on the cross. I think they call Him Jesus. And they call me, oh yes, they called me. So loudly, so enthusiastically, they called me Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. That's why I'm here at the foot of the cross, because I shouldn't be here. I should be running in the hills, hiding, running for my life. My life. That's what it's all about. Crucifixion. This man's untimely death. It's all about my life. Today, I was about to die. That cross was made for me. The nails were mine. But at the very last minute, I was released. Maybe I should go back a little and tell you how I got into prison in the first place. It's no surprise to many that I ended up there. As a kid, I was a brash, loudmouth leader of the gang, and I liked it. If there was mischief, I was in the middle of it. And things didn't get better in my teen years. And by the time I reached adulthood, someone had said to me, "Hey, you want some real excitement? We have a cause. A group of us are doing something about those Romans in our land. They're enemies of God and our people. Our group, the Zealots, is tired of just talking and praying and waiting. So we've gathered a band of patriots, brave, unafraid. And look, if we could just show the men of Israel what a few men can do, a few brave patriots, the rest will follow. Raid, strike, and kill if we must. And we need fearless men like you." And that's all it took. And I joined. I followed where they're led, and soon I led. Daring, brash, and calloused, I led the attacks. We hit and ran. We plundered and stole, and all in the name of the Father, our God. And things were going just according to our plans until someone betrayed us. Well, we had a plan, a huge caravan headed for Rome. Money, treasure, goods of all kinds would be there, enough to plunder to raise a small army. I was in charge. Someone betrayed us. They were waiting for us. And what was most obvious, they were after me, Barabbas. Apparently, my name had struck terror in the hearts of many. I fought. My sword cut, struck, and killed. And then everything went black. And I woke in that cell, a prison cell. And now, less than a week later, today, as I was lying there, I knew they had wasted no time. Today was the day. They wanted to make an example of me. Crucifixion. And what really hurt was that many of my own people agreed. They too thought of me as an outlaw and a murderer. Out there, they were making three crosses. Two men in cells beside me, they also knew it was today for them. They were calling out mercy, scared, not me. I did not crawl or plead. I would be the brave patriot to the very end. I heard the steps, armed guards. This was it. They grabbed me, pulled me from the cell, and it wasn't until then that I got it. Crucifixion. I'd seen it. It's a terrifying way to die. But wait, they dragged me beside those three crosses, up some stairs, and into the balcony where the governor stood. And voices, I heard voices, loud, crazy people. And then I saw him. I'd heard about him, a roving prophet, a miracle maker, a peacemaker. He was going to bring in the kingdom of God, so they said. With what, we wondered, daggers ready? With words, they said. Words. He stood beside me now. Which one will you have? Asked Pilate. Barabbas or Jesus? Were my ears deceiving me? Pilate is asking them to choose between us. The irony of the situation did not escape me, even in the confusion of the moment. In a way, we shared a title, shared a claim to be the sons of the Father. That's what he, Jesus, had claimed to be, so I'd been told. And that's what I was as well. My name, Barabbas, Bar, son, Abba, father, put together means son of the Father. So which son of the Father would they release? What a choice. They know who I am, and that frightens me. And him, harmless. Which one would they choose? Which one would you have chosen? It's obvious, isn't it? The true and righteous choice was him. And me, captured, condemned, what would become of me? Barabbas, Barabbas, listen to them cry, give us Barabbas. And just that quickly came the command, set him free. My hands unchained, my feet unloosed. Free, I am free. Need I tell you, I ran. And as I ran down those halls, another roaring cry arose, a cry that stopped me dead in my tracks. Crucify him. Crucify him, they shouted. I was free, but the other son of the Father was docile, silent. He was going to die. In my place, for me. Let those words sink in. For me. Do you know what it means to feel that way and to know that it's true? That should be my cross, you know. I should be hanging there. Do you know how it feels to have somebody take your place? Someone so completely innocent when you are so guilty? Do you know what it means to be called a son of the Father? Do you know what it is to be free?